صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. My respected brothers and elders in Islam, the month of Rabiul Awwal had witnessed the birth of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the most sublime, the most perfect, and the most honorable of all human beings. The birth of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam had forever changed the world in so many different ways. Not only the animate world, but the inanimate world also. A Sahabi narrates an Uthman ibn Abi al-As radiallahu ta'ala an. He says, حدثتني أمي, that my mother told me that أنها شهدت ولادة آمنة أم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. He says that my mother was present when Amina, the mother of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, was about to give birth. He says that my mother told me that just prior to the birth of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, says, ما شيء أنظر إليه في البيت إلا نورا. The first thing that I noticed prior to the birth of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that everything in the house that I was in had a special light, nur, that was, it was emitting. So there was a special light, a special nur in everything that we saw around us just prior to the birth of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Everything lit up. And that night when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was going to be born, I noticed a second thing, and that is that وَإِنِّي لَأَنْظُرُ النُّجُومِ, I saw the stars actually coming down, until I felt, and I believed that it was a matter of time that the stars will fall upon us. That was the proximity of the stars before the birth of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then she says that فَلَمَّا وَضَعَتْ, when Amina eventually gave birth to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, أَضَاءَ الْبَيْتِ, a light emanated from her that covered the east and the western horizons. That was the welcome that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam received when he entered this world. This nur, this light that covered the east and the west, was actually to show that the message of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who is born in the desert, uninhabited desert, will one day reach every corner of the globe. So this was what happened just prior or at the birth of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah blessed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam both physically, emotionally, and intellectually, in that he stood apart from the rest of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha would say, referring to the physical beauty and splendor of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that if the women who were present during the time of Yusuf alayhi salam, you know, there were women who were seated on couches, given knives and fruit during the time of Yusuf alayhi salam, and he was told to enter. And they were so captivated, the women sitting there were so captivated by his beauty. They were so taken away by his beauty that they carried on cutting the fruit, least realizing that they were cutting off their fingers. So the women during the time of Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam cut off their fingers when they were exposed to his beauty. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says that if those women were exposed to the beauty of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they would have carved out their hearts. They would have cut out their hearts. That was the physical beauty that Allah had blessed Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam with. And another sahabi says, in terms of the mu'jiz, the miracle, some of the miracles that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam had with him, he says that, how did we know? In those days there were no lights, no street lamps, no lamps within the buildings. You could not see beyond, right in front of you. But he would say that we would become aware of the presence of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the pitch darkness purely through the scent that his Mubarak body emanated. We could smell the presence, the beauty, the beautiful presence of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam could be felt simply because of the smell that he gave off, the scent that he gave off. And he himself would say, often say, that one of the characteristic features of my personality was that nusirtu bir-ru'b, that I was blessed with ru'b. Ru'b means a natural awe, a feeling that a person gets in the heart naturally. Just a awe, natural awe. To the masirata, to the distance of 1 month's journey. That if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was present at a place, people could physically feel the presence of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, a natural awe, to the distance of a month's journey. That is the impact that fellow human beings had. But even the inanimate world were moved by the advent of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala narrates that kunna ma'an nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam fi safarin, that once we were with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam on a journey traveling through the desert, and fa'aqbala arabiyun, and at a distance we saw a Bedouin, person who lives in the desert. At a distance we saw this Bedouin approach. So فَقَالَ لَهُ فَلَمَّا أَقْبَلَ, when he came very close to us, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam told this Bedouin, أَتَشْهَدُ, that do you bear witness, Allah ilaha illallah wahda, that there is no object of worship besides Allah. And do you bear witness that I am the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? So this was a Bedouin. So he asked Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam and said, "May yashhad ala ma taqul?" That what else What else bears testimony to what you are asking me to bear testimony to? How do I know what you're saying is true? So if you can produce something else that bears testimony to your prophethood, I would gladly oblige. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam told the Sahabi, this Bedouin, that do you see that tree on the banks of the valley? He says, yes, I see the tree. So he said, I will ask that tree to bear testimony to my prophethood. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then directed the tree. The tree uprooted itself and literally walked to before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do you bear witness? And asked the tree three times, do you bear witness? Do you bear witness? And each time the tree replied that I bear witness that you are the messenger of Allah. And after the third time, the tree retreated, went back and took its position. Not only the trees, but even the stones, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, long after he became a Nabi, would say that I still can identify those stones, long before I became a Nabi, those stones that would greet me as I walked past them, long before my nubuwwat. So, the advent of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam in this blessed month of Rabiul Awal was acknowledged not only by humanity, not only by men, but even the animal world, the inanimate world, etc. But what was this one single attribute of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam that conferred on him the title of the best of Allah's creation? What was it? What was that one single attribute of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam that made him and classified him as the best of all humanity? Was it his? He had undoubtedly every attribute of his was an embodiment of perfection. But what made him stand above the rest? Allah says, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ. That, O Prophet of Allah, it is because of the rahmah of Allah, the special mercy that Allah has conferred on you, that you display a very gentle character, and that gentle disposition. Allah is saying, this is my blessing on you. So Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's, one of his attributes that changed the world and changed the people around him was his character, his gentleness, his soft, tolerant, endearing character. So Allah says in this verse, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ. That, O Prophet of Allah, it is because of your softness, your gentleness, your kindness that created this transformation of people around you. Who were the people around him? They were baying for his blood. They wanted to kill him. And how did this change? Those very people that were baying for his blood now suddenly took pride in drinking his blood. Those very people that could not withstand his sight now raced with each other to collect the sweat of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam so that they could use it as perfume. How did this change take place? How did he win over the hearts and minds of people? And in this verse, Allah says, it is because of your gentle interaction and character that you won over the hearts. Allah says, وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضَّنْ. That, O Prophet of Allah, if you had adopted a rigid, a hard, a crude demeanor, غَلِيذَ الْقَلْبِ, and if you were harsh-hearted, لَنْفَضُّ مِنْ حَوْلِكَ, people would have dispersed and scattered and, you know, moved away from you. So the magnet in our lives that attract people to us is our character. And one salient part of our character is our gentleness. How gentle are we? How tolerant are we? How forgiving are we when we deal with people? Let us look at this demeanor, the gentle demeanor of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What did it include? Firstly, a sahabi says, "Ma ra'aytu ahadan akthara tabassuman min Rasulillahi sallallahu alaihi wasallam." I did not see anyone, no other human being, smile more often than Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. People fell and jeered simply because they saw the smile on the face of our master. Your smile is an acknowledgement of the presence of another person. Your smile is an acknowledgement of the dignity of another person. Your smile is a way of saying you are welcome. That is how people felt and jeered to Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, purely because of the power of his smile. That is the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They say that a smile confuses an approaching frown. And he made this, or we need to make this sunnah endemic amongst our people. How often do we smile? With who do we smile? This is the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So part of his gentle character was the sunnah of the way he met people, what he wore on his face. Says, what you wear on your face is far more important than what you wear on your body. So that was part of the gentle demeanor of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The other was his humility. He was the king of all kings. But a sahabi says that in Medina, a slave girl would often take the hand of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam and walk with him to fulfill her need. Say, you have to speak to someone, do this for me, do that for me. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would gladly oblige. Absolute humility. That even a slave girl felt confident enough to demand the time and attention of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That was his humility. These verses were revealed during the Battle of Uhud, when an error of judgment caused the loss of 70 Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, where Muslims suffered a near defeat. It was at a time where Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam lost his front teeth and he was wounded. He had a gash on his head. There was rumor spread that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away. The Sahaba became dejected and they left the battlefield. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was left with a group of Sahaba. That is when he suffered the injury. And at that point, Allah is telling Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, be gentle. forgive them. Fa'fu anhum. Forgive them, O Prophet of Allah. And therefore, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Anas radiallahu anhu says that when the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's tooth broke and he suffered the wound on his head, and when blood started flowing, the only thing he said that kayfa, how would a people prosper who break the teeth of their own Nabi and who spoil the blood of their own Prophet? That was the only response. So one was his smile, the other was his humility. And therefore, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he spoke about character, the power of character, and the need to be gentle, forgiving, and tolerant, he would say that a believer can obtain through his good conduct the ranks that people attain through nights of prayer and fasting during the day. Just through your good conduct, just through your character, your smile, your gentle engagement with people, your ability to tolerate and forgive the wrong that is done to you, just through that, you could achieve the ranks of people who spend the entire night in prayer and the days in fasting. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, "May yuhram ar-rifq," one who is deprived of a gentle demeanor is deprived of all good. So we need to work on our character, invest time in developing our character in the same way that we spend time acquiring our sustenance. In the same way that we spend time learning, we need to spend time developing our own character. That is what transformed the people. That is what brought Islam to the hearts of people, not the sword. It was the character of the Muslims, how they engaged with people, the levels of honesty, the levels of dignity, the levels of empathy, their compassion. That is what attracted people to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله حمدا واحدا كلما يحمده الحامدون ونشكره شكرا جميلا كلما يشكره الشاكرون ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له شهادة تنفعنا يوم القيامة يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلاة وسلاما دائمتين متلازمتين إلى يوم يجمع الأولون والآخرون أما بعد يا معشر المسلمين قد هان علينا شهر ربيع الأول الذي ذكر فيه مولد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو رحمة للعالمين وهو خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين وهو خير الخلق كلهم وصدق الشاعر إذ يقول وأحسن منك لم تر قط عيني وأجمل منك لم تلد النساء خلقت مبرأ من كل عيب كأنك قد خلقت كما تشاء وأكرمه الله وأشرف في كلامه المجيد والفرقانه الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فبما رحمة من الله لنت لهم وقال الله تبارك وتعالى وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين وقال لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروا فيا فوز المستغفرين ويا نجاة التائبين الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر، وأصدقهم حياء عثمان، وأقضاهم علي، وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة، وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله. اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا. الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذهم غردا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان، اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم اسقنا غيثا مغيثا، هنيئا مريئا مريئا، نافعا غير ضار، عاجلا غير آجل. اللهم اسقنا الغيث ولا تجعلنا من القانطين. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العلي يذكركم، ودعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وأعز وأجل وأهم وأتم وأعظم وأكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. Let us fill in the gaps in front of us. Ensure that our socks are as straight as possible, our trousers are above our ankles, and our cell phones are switched off. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. أفحسبتم أنما خلقناكم عبثا وأنكم إلينا لا ترجعون. فتعالى الله الملك الحق، لا إله إلا هو رب العرش الكريم. ومن يدع مع الله إلها آخر لا برهان له به فإنما حسابه عند ربه إنه لا يفلح الكافرون. وقل رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك، فإن مع العسر يسرا، إن مع العسر يسرا، فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام، تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا راد لما قضيت، ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد، إنك على كل شيء قدير. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغارا. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. اللهم اسقنا غيثا مغيثا، هنيئا مريئا مريئا، نافعا غير ضار، عاجلا غير آجل. اللهم اسقنا الغيث ولا تجعلنا من القانتين. اللهم صيبا نافعا، اللهم صيبا نافعا، اللهم صيبا نافعا. اللهم لا تقتلنا بغضبك ولا تهلكنا بعذابك، وعافنا قبل ذلك. جزى الله أن محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.